Just a couple of thoughts tonight. The first is one of my Catholic brothers came to me and he put his head down and he said, "Can you see what that is?" And I said, "Yeah, that's a black cross that they put. Today is the beginning of Lent." I believe in Lent. I believe in the principle of Lent. 40 days until Christmas. And what Lent is about is looking at things in your life, you and God, and giving something up for a day or for the whole 40 days. I believe in sacrifice. I believe in that it's good for us to abstain at times. I believe in fasting and deep, incessant prayer that gets the job done. That's the first thing. And the second thing is tonight, I want to share what I believe is the pulse of the nation at this time. Many, even our young people, even our children maybe, I want to share on anxiety and fear and today. Anxiety, fear, and today. Because if you don't have any anxiety on your life today, wow, you may be the only one. I'm going to read from Psalm 27 and verses 1 through 3. Psalm of David. Father, in Jesus' name, we look to you, your blessing on the word tonight. Lord, that everyone would be an understander, that everyone would take it to heart, and every person that's hearing this will feel blessed and have hope arise in their heart. In Jesus' name, and everyone said amen. Amen. The Lord is my light and my salvation, and because of that, so why should I be afraid? And this is something that has made me marvel for years. If God is with you, that anxiety, that fear, and that stress cannot stay on you. God will make a way of escape. I hope in this service somebody gets free from that anxiety, that terrible tormenting, keeps you rolling in your bed, robs you of your sleep. The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. Why should I tremble? You know, when I wake up in the morning, most of the time, I'm looking to make a demon tremble somewhere. Just at my being up and being loaded for bear. When evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. I'm going to hide under the promises of God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I live my life to be under the shadow, to be that close to God. Every morning, Millie and I have our Bible study. And we present ourselves to the Lord. I've shared that with you many times. But I want to say this many, many times. People that have attacked me, that have attacked my family, that have attacked my church, that are way younger than me, aren't even on the earth anymore. And don't expect me to be sad about that, because I'm not. There are people that don't want Jesus loose in our community. There are people that really don't want that. I remember one time in 1991, I believe it was, somebody drove up. We're putting our new Paris Christian Center sign on the outside, and a fellow just came up to me. He had been here. I married them, him and his wife. He said, "Brother Angela, I just want to repent to you." He said, I've been talking about you, and the Lord showed me I will not prosper if I don't stop that. And he said, "I just happened to be driving by, and I saw you out here." And he said, "I just ask you to forgive me." And I said, "You know, brother, yeah, I'll forgive you. Tell me, what was it? What did I do to you? I said, all I remember is feeding you, went to your house, performed a wedding ceremony. What was it that I did? He said, I don't even know. He said, I just didn't like you. Look here, if you're of the devil, you're not going to like me. Because you know what? I'm not going to be broke, and I sure hope you won't be broke. Please don't be broke just because everybody outside that door is. You don't need to be sick just because other people are sick. You may be pushed down, but I've got somebody that's picked me up since I was 19 years old, and I believe in him greatly, and I walk close to him, and he is the absolute love of my life. I'm a father. I'm a pastor. I'm a friend and a neighbor and an enemy. But before anything else, every day, I'm a son of God. I'm one of his children. And pray like he says. Pray, Father. Everybody say Father. Say Abba. Say Daddy. The word instructs us in the New Testament, I believe in the book of Hebrews, to speak terms of endearment about God the Father. Jesus said in the Gospels, from henceforth, you won't pray to me anymore, but you will pray to my Father in my name. That's proper etiquette. That's proper procedure. Say, Father. You'll look in the Gospels. Jesus always said Father. He called him Father. We have a right to call him Father. Let me tell you something. I've got 5 kids. I try to live a good, peaceful life. But if you mess with my kids, ugly's on the way. And most of my kids, too, I think are Shelly. If you mess with her, Dad, you're in trouble. That's just the way we are. We're tight. We invite you to be that tight with us. We want you to be tight. And we don't want you to have anxiety. We don't want you to have fear and dread. We don't want you to be under somebody's thumb with somebody hurting you, with somebody abusing you, with somebody that you're even just afraid to hear their name or to see you. And I'm here to tell you and release the power here tonight that you don't have to be that way. In 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7, I preached this since I started preaching many years ago. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now there's a fear that's a spiritual fear. It's brought on by you. How many of you believe in God in this room? How many of you are smart enough to believe that in the devil? You have to believe that. If you don't, you don't have everything right to win. See, we have to concede that there are demons, demon powers, Satan, principalities between here and heaven. Ephesians 6 is one place where you can sure see that. But sometimes it's not just anxiety. Sometimes it goes deeper. That somebody has beat you down so much that it's a spiritual fear, a spiritual dread that comes on you. Some people have spoken over you so much that you're not going to make it. God's not going to answer your prayers. This, that, away with that junk. You're the apple of God's eyes. He loves you, and he's looking for somebody to bless tonight. 2 Chronicles says this, 16:7, I believe. The eyes of the Lord go to and fro across the face of the earth, looking for somebody to show himself mighty through, looking for somebody that he can help, looking for somebody he can deliver, looking for somebody he can bless. That's the truth. I've seen it and seen it and seen it for so many years. So God has given us a spirit, but it's like everything else. You have to receive it. If it's still in a box somewhere in your closet, you need to take it out and use it. God has not given you the spirit of fear. But if you're a born-again, blood-bought, tongue-talking, devil-chasing Christian, he has given you the spirit of power. You just have to try to use it. You have to just say, bless God, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and nothing's going to hold me back from my destiny of blessing that my Father, everybody say, my Father, my Father in heaven has already prepared for me. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us the spirit of power and the spirit of love. Always try not to hate your enemies. It just prolongs freedom and victory over them. Try not to hate them. Try to love them. Try to love your enemies. But he's given you the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Like everybody else, for years, I've taken one kind of a sleeping pill or another, and to no avail. It makes me, the biggest problem I have with it is that it makes it harder for me to get and walk in the spirit when my mind is still groggy with something else. So I claim the word in Psalms that says he gives his beloved sleep. And I've had a knockdown, drag out with the devil, and I think I'm going on about 2 weeks. Nothing. Just me and the Lord and the Maury show. Anybody ever watch Maury? Oh, you wouldn't tell if you did. I do. I like to see how messed up they can be. Man, I know that's him. He's my baby daddy. They've had 6 people on there. None of them showed up yet. And the 7th one they just had tested, he ain't either. This is a free country. You can live how you want to. But we want to live for the Lord. We want to live halfway pure. You need to realize something. Here's a big hang-up. Satan will tell you, you did something wrong, so God won't bless you. That is not scriptural at all. I don't care what you did. God wants to bless you, and he wants to bless you tonight. He loves you. He cares about you. He's our forgiver. That is what communion is about. It's about forgiveness. It's about being right with God. It's about a loving Savior and high priest who ever lives to make intercession for us. And that ever lives, that means when we go to heaven, he's still going to be our high priest. I'm talking about Jesus, the Son of God, the heavyweight champion of the world, the lily of the valley, the bread of life, the way and the truth of life. He'll always be our Savior. He'll always be making intercession for us. And let me tell you something. How many of you have had a kid, you hold a newborn baby, and you're just holding him and thinking, he'll never make a mistake. Come on now. How many times have we had to forgive and overlook our children and stick up for them? I remember we lived above a fellow named Frank. He ran the bakery across the road there. And me and my sister, Kathy, and Lori, we'd make so much noise. And he got loud with us on occasion. And I told my mother, and she caught him in that hallway. She backed him up. She was pointing her finger at his chest. I'll tell you, my mother was hard of hearing. She was beautiful, and she could flow with anything, but don't mess with the kids. And she let him know, if I have to see you again, I'm going to beat you all the way downstairs. You know what? Old Frank believed her. I always believed it when she told me I had a whipping coming. So Frank had a different approach to try to keep us quiet. He would softly knock on the door and say, look, I've got some pastries today. I just brought them here for you. Well, we were poor. I used to cry sometimes because I didn't have a glass of milk. And man, I'll tell you what, when you've got some donuts, the Days End donuts, we said, okay, Frank, everything's fine. But what we learned was this, we're creatures of habit. If we'd make enough noise, here comes the donuts. They'd always come. But God has not given you the spirit of fear. Well, who did? That's right. And one way or another, through people's words, through having spouses, having terrible, fearful relationships with people that they just became afraid of, that fear enters into you. That spirit of fear enters into you. And I'm here to say it can be taken off of you tonight in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to continue on here. We're going to look at Philippians chapter 4, and I'm going to look at verses 6 through 8. Just follow with me if you would. I'm sure they have it up on the over here. Philippians chapter 6 through 8. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Now, I'm going to tell you, there is a difference between worrying about something and praying about something. When you have something that's heavy on your heart, you can give it to God. He'll take it from you. But you have to learn not to worry about it, but pray the prayer of surrendering, casting it over to God. I used to say all the time, now, when you cast that worry onto the Lord, don't reel it back in and check your bait. Just pass it to him. Let him take care of it. And if that struggle tries to come up inside of you, say, Father in heaven, I just thank you that I've given you this problem and you're on it and you're delivering me from it. And I'm here to tell you, after all those years, 19 to now I'm 70, this is how I live. This is more and more how I live. And can I tell you something? I'm not perfect. I had a meltdown some years ago trying to live up to that perfection. I'm not perfect. But I'm telling you what, I'm 70 years old. I'll probably be coon hunting tonight out in the woods with old Pepper. I've been knocked down recently. On a Wednesday night, I was knocked down. The doctor scared all my people and told them I was about to die. They all came. It was kind of good. I took advantage of every one of them. Said, well, if I'm dying, what about this, this, and this? And they each let me tell some things I've been wanting to tell them. So it worked out for me. Isn't that true, sweetie? And you have changed. You've acted on, you're doing the best you can. I love you so much. But you have to learn how to let it go. You have to learn what to do when you're in the middle of a trial, when you're being attacked. I've been attacked many, many years of my life, I think from my childhood. But as the word says here, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank him for all he's done. Now, this is what I want you to do tonight when we examine our hearts right before we take communion in just a moment. I want you to do this. I want you to tell God what you need. I want you to thank him for all that he's done. How many of you realize God's done things for you you don't even know about? Come on, help me here. Amen. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. When you get that cast over to the Lord, there's a peace that passes understanding that will come over you. And once that's there, keep it there. Keep that. How do I do that? Well, if the devil tries to take it, just keep thanking God. That's already settled. You're already done in that area of my life. I refuse to talk about that and be beaten down by that again. His peace will guard your hearts and your minds as you live in Christ, as you live in Christ. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, pure, lovely, admirable. Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise. But people said, I can't control what I think. I've had people tell me, I can't control who I fall in love with. All I got to say to you, every last one of you, bless God, you better control who you fall in love with. Because if you fall in love with you and you give yourself to somebody that's going to beat the heck out of you, or that's going to abuse you in some way, or cheat on you and break your heart, you'll be trying to rethink that. I want you to rethink that. I want you to rethink that. The Bible says not to be unequally too close with non-believers. Now we're to go to them, try to win them. Amen? Amen. But that shouldn't be your best friend, unless you learn their ways. Like the word says in the book of Proverbs, have nothing to do with an angry man, lest you learn his ways and you become an angry person. Does that make sense to you? You know, everything that God has instructed us in his word, what I have found is this. I haven't always done. I have relapses at times. But you know what I do know? I could do them if I would. And more, as I see this world falling apart, I think I want to try to do it God's way. Forget you, Frank Sinatra. I'm not doing it my way. I've tried that over and over. I'm doing it God's way. Amen? You know, let's stop right there. I have other verses. Isaiah 41 says, I'm going to help you. I'm going to be with you. I'll never leave you. I'll be there for you. I'm all you need. So I'd like you to take a moment and make an altar if you can get down. If you can't, I understand. Get as humble as you can. Meet me at this altar if you want to and tell the Lord. And if you've got something right now, if you've got something that you can cast upon the Lord, cast it to God. Try him. Test him. See if he won't help you. Them to lay it down, Lord. Help them, Father. Help them to lay their burdens down in the throne room of grace. Look at these lovely children. You know, I don't want to seem twisted or crazy, but when kids are screaming, it comforts me. Just to know that there are children, wonderful children in our life. And I'd like to ask if Deacon Sam and, thank you, brother, would help here. We'll give Charlie a break tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Tonight when you receive your emblem, Lord God, in Jesus' name, heal my brother. Be with my brother. Be with our deacon in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for my grandchildren, Lord. Oh, find something to be thankful about. Tonight, the emblem of the Lord's body represents forgiveness and healing and supply. Jesus said, I am the bread that came down from heaven. I'm for you. And healing is the children's bread. If you need anything tonight, anything that has to do with supply for your home, anything, I want you to stand, and I want you to begin to tell the Lord about it. And if you've got everything, that's not a problem. But just begin to talk to the Lord. Get that burden out that's trying to be in your life. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Be aware of your children. Be aware If you're suffering in anxiety, they are too. Help your children. Lord, help our children. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. All right, brothers. Everybody. I ask, and I've asked for many years, when you get your emblem, I want you to break it. And what that means is, and I want you to own up to it, it's a part of communion, is to realize you put Jesus on the cross. Don't worry about the person next to you. Don't worry about your enemy. No, we put him on there. Each and every one of us put Jesus on the cross. Because if you can get that in your head and in your heart, you can get the full benefit and power of communion. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for Jesus, your Son, my Savior. He took my sins. He became my sin so that I might become the righteousness that you require. Thank you for my Savior. Now, if you believe that, would you please eat with me? God bless you, children of the Most High. And if you'll be seated. Lord, I believe there's hearts in here that have heard this word and been touched by your word. I ask that it's more than a touch. I ask that they have a change of heart, that you help them and deliver them. Now we're talking about the cup of deliverance from demons. In the book of Colossians, it says the blood of Jesus has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light. That has to do with a lot of things about having detached demons and chains off of our lives. It also represents forgiveness. If you feel like you're under a curse, if you feel like you can't sleep, if you feel like you have bad dreams, if you feel like everything becomes an anxiety and Satan's trying to accentuate the failures that are trying to come on your life and you want to be free, the simple act of standing up, stand up right now. If you want to be free, if you've got things in your heart, addictions that you can't deal with, give them to God right now. Cast them upon the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Look at these children that God has trusted us. You know, God has trusted us with all of these children, trusted us to make them happy, trusted us to bless them, to let God bless them through us. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. And say with me, Heavenly Father, from here to heaven, I want every being to know. I want every angel to know. I want every demon to know. I want my neighbors to know. I want my enemies to know that I believe there is power in the name of Jesus. Let's just put the period on that. Let's just consummate it with drinking of this. Oh, God is so good. Somebody say, God is so good. He's not just good, he's so good. And sit down for just a moment. I have an appeal for you, a way that you can loose the blessings of God on your life, if you would just look up here at me for a moment. This is a can of Rotel. This month, we're trying to get you to bring some Rotel here, as many as you can. How many did we bring today, hon? We brought 5 today. And this is just the beginning of the month because we use this stuff a lot. Last month, it was the cream of mushroom, cream of blah, blah soup. This month, it's Rotel. And just bring it. And did you say there's a box back there, Millie?
I put it back in that crate back there.
Sister Pastor Kelly of mine. Come here. Don't be mad. You're tell them all about it.
Yes. So,
that we put these in the bulletin. What it is that we want to give everybody an opportunity to be a part of all the ministries that go forth out of this church. Our biggest outreach that we do is our food ministries. And so we'll have an item every month, and we'll always put it in the bulletin. So this month is Rotel. And so just for instance, when we made the chicken spaghetti, the Monday night, it took 25 cans of Rotel. It took like 12 big cans of the cream of mushroom, four big commercial grade sizes of the cheese, and so on and so forth. So it takes a lot of canned goods to bring forth the Monday night meals, and so that's why we're giving everybody an opportunity. And I do want to say that the Boy Scouts, the pack and the troop 41 that Brother Larry is over, he donated several hundred pounds of canned goods this past week, and so that is a very big help also. So, but we're committed to getting you out of here. We know that your kids have school tomorrow, and so if you want to get some chicken and some stuff from the back, I'm going to need a helper to meet me at that silver fridge. But if you'll all stand up, we're going to say our closing prayer. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for every single person, Lord, that's been in your house today. God, I call these people blessed, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. God, you know everything that they're in need of. God, you know every hurt, every desire, every problem, God, every obstacle. Lord, I thank you that you're working on our behalf. God, I thank you that everyone that is suffering, God, with any form of addiction or anxiety or stress or fear or worry, God, I speak to those things. I call them out right now, and I bind them up right now, and I tell them to go right to the pit of hell where they belong. God, in Jesus' name, for every inmate in Logan County, God, I just plead the blood of Jesus over them right now. God, over their mind and their soul and their heart. Lord, I ask that you give them a heart change. Lord, I ask that you would change them right now from the inside out, God, and we thank you for what you're doing. Lord, I thank you right now for the Manna Center, God, that you bring it forth, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.